So it's Tuesday and it's time for me to record a blog. I want to record these blogs, especially if you're finding life really tough right now. Honestly, right now I am too. I think with our new moon, conjunct Chiron, it's really shone a light on a lot of deep wounds. I can see this reflected in clients and students. I can see this in my own life. And what this energy seems to have done is if you thought that you were nearly over something, if you thought there was something in your life that you had really worked on and got to a point of acceptance, this new moon seems to have shone a light on it deep, long, and hard and gone, nope. So, if right now you are in particular struggling with things that you thought you were getting a handle on, if life seems tougher than you expected it would be, and you feel like you are sinking deeper or going backwards, just take a deep breath and realize that maybe it's not all you. Maybe this is partly to do with the astrology and the collective unconscious. And maybe this is actually the universe, your unconscious, name it what you want, letting you know that yeah, you've done well, you've moved on, but look, let's just have a look at this wound, let's have a look at this emotional block, let's just be honest about where you really are right now. So if this is you, and I'm going to be really honest and say this is me, I thought I was managing my marriage breakup reasonably well, and I've had some communication with my ex-husband, which has absolutely knocked me sideways. There is no particular reason why it should. It's just that I guess I wasn't quite as through the work as I thought I would. So if this is you right now, the first thing I want to say to you is be gentle to yourself, okay? Just try and meet your own needs. Because when we feel like we're being abandoned, when we feel like we're overwhelmed, when we feel like we're stressed and we're not coping with life, it's easy to fall back on basically negative habits. It's easy to fall back into workaholism or drinking too much alcohol or zoning out in front of the Netflix. It's easy to go fall back into old patterns. And so if this is you right now, if old wounds seem deeper and harder than you expected them to be kind to yourself. If you need to go to bed early, go to bed early. If you really feel like feeling, the fresh air and the wind in your face, just go for a little walk. Take the time to make yourself a cup of tea. Take the time to open the window or to look outside. Just my first bit of advice, honestly, is be gentle with yourself, okay? One of the things that I think that spiritual work often gets a little bit wrong is there's a huge focus on owning your story and letting go of the negative and being bold and being a warrior and all these things and shining a light in the darkness. And that's true and it's good work and it's needed. But most things in life are a balance, okay? Mostly think about the yin and yang symbol. Think about day and night. Think about light and dark. Think about active and passive. Think about, work and rest. Most things have an opposite that allow us to fully understand the other. We can't really understand day if we don't have night. Okay? We can't really understand, that we are working if we don't have leisure time. This is why, often when people retire, it can be quite difficult. It can be quite traumatic because if you don't have work, then suddenly your leisure time doesn't seem to have quite so much value. So most things in life are a balance. So maybe instead of really focusing on releasing the negative and owning the pain and all of those difficult emotions, maybe the key today is to actually be kind to yourself and to focus on a little bit of joy. Because it is entirely possible to feel both sad and grief-stricken, and whatever we want to call that, and happy in the same space, in the same heart. Okay? Being happy does not negate any feelings you may have of trauma, loss, sadness, or grief. But being happy can bring some light in to the darkness. And being happy might seem a bit of a stretch right now. So let's, instead of happy, let's just think about joy. Let's just think about small ways that you could bring a little bit of joy into your life today. Because I also think things are much more powerful when we focus on this day that we have right now. So just think to yourself, what could that be? Could that be making the time to go for a walk? Could that be picking up the book that you've been meaning to read for ages? I always like to have a pile of, you know, sort of those quotey, reflective, dippy in books. I mean, one of the ones that I'm reading at the moment that I find perfect for this is Untamed by Glennon Doyle. I picked it up at a bookshop. I only picked it up because I like the cover. But it's beautiful. It's in small chapters, so you can literally just sit down for 5 minutes and each chapter is complete in itself. And if I'm having a difficult day, it's quite nice to have something like that. I actually leave it on my bed. I don't leave it by my bed. I leave it on my bed and by my pillow, and it's quite useful. So you might want to think, you may be different to me. You might prefer a comedy autobiography, maybe something like by Ben Elton, or a comic strip, or a graphic novel, or a book, just a fiction book that is broken down into small chapters. Even, do you know what, a cookbook or a magazine or a home interiors book. Something that you enjoy reading or flicking through, and just have a couple of these. Have a couple of them on your coffee table or by your bed, so that when you have those moments, instead of reaching for social media, or instead of continuing to engage with your emotions, you can just find a few minutes pleasure in something like that. So really focus for today on finding small things that you can enjoy, whether that's flicking through a magazine or a book, messaging a friend, watching a comedy show, looking out the window, treating yourself to a nice coffee or a slice of cake, or whatever you might want to do, what might feel right for you. And as I think about small moments of joy in difficult days, my mind has to go, and if you follow me on social media, you might have seen her photograph, to a woman that I can only describe as iconic, who has sadly passed in the last couple of days. She's a very enigmatic woman. I have to be very straight up here and say I have met her in passing, but I don't know her as an individual. And her name was Jordan, is Jordan, and she is generally referred to as the Queen of Punk. So the amazing thing about Jordan is she never, I'm not being rude here, but she never actually really achieved anything in particular. She was not the lead of a band. She did not make millions of pounds. She did not conquer the music industry or the art industry or the fashion industry. She didn't do any of those things. She just lived her life uncompromisingly the way that she wanted to, and influenced a lot of people who then became very successful. I guess you could argue that she was one of the very early influencers without ever setting out to be that. If you look at photographs of Jordan, particularly from the 1970s, when she was very involved with the Sex Pistols, Adam Ant, Vivienne Westwood, I mean, her clothes were unique. I certainly wouldn't dress the way that she dressed, but she dressed the way that she wanted to. Having read many interviews with her, a lot of her clothing came from secondhand shops. A lot of her clothing was customised by herself, and she basically just wore clothes that made her feel good, with absolutely no regard to anyone else. And having seen her at Adamant gigs, bit of a fan, in the last few years, in her 60s, she stayed true to this. Usually when I saw her, she had bright purple spiky hair, leathers, a few chains, and was clearly just wearing whatever made her feel good. And this is something post-marriage, I'm not yet divorced, but post-marriage that I've been exploring, because I think many of us, and I certainly fell into this trap, I started to wear the things that my husband thought that was appropriate for me to wear. I dressed according to his taste, not my taste. And it's been really fun starting to wear the clothes that I like again. Much as I may like punk music, I'm not particularly into the clothing style myself. I love dresses. I love flowy dresses. Do you know one thing I really love to wear? And this absolutely irritated the shit out of my husband. And I know it irritates my daughter, but she doesn't mind. She doesn't think, you know, she's not trying to push her taste onto me. But I know it irritates both of them. I love to wear those dresses where the hem is longer at the back. I love that feel. I love that look. I love the asymmetric hem. I don't know what it is about it. I've got quite a few dresses with asymmetric hems, and I can't give you any rhyme or reason about it, but I just love to wear them. And so, you know, I urge you to think about this. I urge you to think about when you're putting your clothes on. I'm sure we've all got different dress codes that we may or may not need to follow for work or for leisure or for family, but just wear what you want to wear, you know, really do. And as I've raised my kids, I've really instilled this in my kids, where as long as it's, I perhaps where I differ from Jordan is I do think that most of us should be socially appropriate, particularly the kids, but I always say to the kids, as long as it's socially appropriate, wear what you want. And it's been fascinating, because when I was a teenager, I was definitely very much restricted by school and by parents and such like, and I had to fit in. But my kids have never had that, because they've been home educated, and I really do let them wear what they want. And they've each got such a unique style, and I absolutely love that. It's nothing to do with branding, it's nothing to do with cost, it's nothing to do with labels. I'm not really going to share it here, because it's not mine to share. It's very personal to them. But I love how each of my children enjoys expressing themselves through the clothes that they wear. And so when I've done, you know, just kind of wrapping this up, this little blog about how to find joy in difficult days, and just honouring the icon. And I am actually really sad, because when I look at all the things that have created me, particularly when it comes to popular culture, Jordan was a huge influence on a lot of the things that I have enjoyed. When I think about joy, and I think about Jordan, and I think about how can we bring joy into our daily life, I think, do you know what? The one thing we can all do is we can wear clothes that we like to wear. And if you don't have a lot of money right now, if money's really tight, or if for work reasons, or perhaps difficult relationship reasons, it's not always possible to express yourself the way that you want, then, you know, you can do it with accessories. You can do it with jewellery or shoes or earrings or a scarf or a bag. When you get up in the morning, instead of just putting on the same old clothes, if you're able to, think to yourself, what will make me happy today? What will make today a better day? How do I feel today? And this is one of the things that I've finally done that I've always wanted to do. And I've decluttered all of my clothes, and I have the dresses, because I love dresses, on hangers, on a rail, so that I can look at them in the morning and think, yeah, what is going to make me smile today? And I'm starting to, you know, to do that more and more. And it does make a difference. So just really, I would say today, if life is difficult, just accept that maybe it's difficult for the astrological reasons. My experience is that astrology does have a huge effect on our psyche. This is where the concept of lunatic comes from. The idea that crime rates go up at the full moon, it does have an effect. So maybe it is that Chiron conjunct new moon that is shining a light on wounds that you thought you'd worked through. Just accept that as what it is and try and find some small way to bring joy into your life today. And think about your clothes. Not how do others perceive me, not what impression do I make on other people, not what does this say about me, but very simply, does this make me smile? Do I feel better when I'm wearing this or not? And if you're one of those people that have got loads of clothes in your wardrobe or on top or behind your wardrobe, that you're going to lose weight to move to be able to fit in or anything like that, just push them to one side. Clear your clothing and allow yourself to express how you feel and bring a little bit of joy into your life when you put your clothes on in the morning. Have a good day. I hope that today is okay for you. I know a lot of people are really struggling right now. If you bring a little bit of joy into your life today, it will make tomorrow just that tiny bit better.